Adil Kozulski, a very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, good morning. Thank God, and you?
Yeah, very good. Thank you. So now we're walking around with masks, and it's another whole new world that we've got to try and figure out, because masks are really about, well, we know them to be about Purim, but give us your take on this, because we need some help here.
So I actually had kind of like a eureka, euphoric, and quite comical revelation. It happened last Friday when I was walking around. It was the first day of the lockdown 4. So obviously more people had crawled out of their slumber and into the shops, and everybody was walking around masks. And it was quite an interesting experience. And, you know, the Baal Shem Tov, the leader of the Hasidic movement, said everything you see and hear should be a lesson in the service of God. So this is my thoughts on it. I found that there were three types of people in the shops. The first were those that had crawled out of this quarantine, and they were as scared as anything. They had the mask over their face, and all you could see was that their eyes were darting left and right all over the place. Either they were looking at a product, or they were looking at somebody behind them, or they were looking at their trolley. And you watched their eyes dart all over the place. Kind of, you thought that they were waiting for the coronavirus to jump out from somewhere and go, boo! And they would get a fright and run away. And they were like piling things in and trying to get out of the shops as quick as possible. Yeah. Then there was a second group of people who had the masks on, and if you looked into their eyes, they were like dreamlike. They were just like wandering around going almost like, gosh, what am I supposed to do here? I kind of like forgotten, like, where am I? They were like looking through everything as opposed to connecting. And to those people, I was smiling because it looked like that they were walking around in La La Land. But the third group of people were the people that I was like really touched by. And that was when people were walking around and they were slowing down and looking at you. And the reason why they were like looking at you and into your eyes was because they were trying to recognize you. And there were like quite a few occasions where people went, Hey, how's it? Is that you? How are you? And how good? And then I like would watch a conversation ensue, and I would actually watch two people really looking at each other.
Connecting, yeah.
Connecting. And this was my thought, you know, that I think we need to say thank you to Corona. Because what Corona has done for us, the truth is that we actually walked around with masks before we walked around with masks. But our masks were a pretense mask. We pretended to be who we were not. We pretended on Instagram and on Facebook, and when we met somebody, and when we would meet somebody normally in the street, we would go, hello, how are you, whatever, and would we really be connecting, and, you know, would we be worrying more about, you know, what do they think about my shekel, or how did I look, or, you know, who are you? And even when we were having the conversation, we were watching everybody else do everything else. Now, we've stripped ourselves of that pretense mask of that what you see is what you get. We put on physical masks, but what is happening is our soul is coming up, and we're really looking at people and really connecting and going, hey, that's you. How are you? And I think that's a huge silver lining to this whole Corona story, that it's forcing us to see beyond what you see at what you get. We should not be like the first group of people still being frightened, you know, that Corona is going to jump out at us. Nor should we be like trying to like pretend we're not seeing anything. We should actually start connecting really deeply with our surroundings, with the people around us, and really, really allow ourselves to understand that there is a soul behind everything, people and things, and that we really should become far more connected that way. So wow. I found it like quite an interesting experience.
It is interesting. So Natalie and I were talking about it earlier in the week because, you know, obviously we here in studio, we can't go walking or running during the week. I certainly won't go, you know, obviously not going to exercise on a Shabbat. But yeah. So I've got one day of a week, which is Sunday. And on Sunday when I went, I had my mask on, and I found it quite strange that I would, you know, raise a hand to greet somebody, because you can't just smile and greet, because people can't necessarily see. And many people didn't even greet back in any ways.
And we concluded that Howard is the third person and I'm the first person.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, you know, the truth of the matter is before I think coronavirus, we hid away, we pretended to be what we weren't. Mm. We like hid away our anxieties, our fears. We never showed our vulnerabilities. We fooled everybody. Mm. And now, like, I think the tables have turned and it's actually asking for us to become very real with the world around us, and that the only thing we can do is peer with the, like, the eyes of our soul and try to actually understand what's going on and be more kind and, you know, be more connected. So I think it's a good training. We're in boot camp right now, I think.
We really are. You know, we've been speaking about this all the time, is that as difficult as this period is, the lessons and the what is coming, if we allow it, the good things that are coming out of this are incredible.
And I think that, you know me, I'm the Mashiach watcher. I think that this lesson now, like just training ourselves to look deeper, is really what Mashiach is all about, because people are frightened. Like some people say, like, don't let him come out. I'm scared Mashiach's going to go boo. And I'm going to like run away. And other people go, no, it's such a la la land, you know, like leave me alone, you know, like look beyond it. Really what Mashiach is going to be, the state of Mashiach is going to be that we're going to have our physical world, we're going to have everything around us, but we're going to see the godliness in everything. We're going to see the positivity. We're going to see the connectedness in everything. And I think this is our training camp. So absolutely, when he comes, we'll be able to see it with proper eyes.
Incredible. But we just have to open those eyes.
We just have to open
those eyes. Peer over the mask. There's a reason we don't need to cover our eyes. So let's just make sure about that. Adel Kozulski, thank you as always. A fantastic perspective and such an interesting way of looking at things.